The United States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Buzz Adlam and his orchestra. Yours truly, John Kennedy, and today starring Jimmy Rogers. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Kennedy, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for savings bonds presented as a contribution of this station in the public interest. The savings bonds you buy are shares in America, your stake in a brighter future. Buy them regularly at work or where you bank. Now, here's today's guest, a young man whose rise in the entertainment world has been nothing short of sensational. Let's listen as Jimmy Rogers starts us off with Hey, Little Baby.
Hey, little baby, cute little baby, sweet little baby, come with me. Your little laddie, cute little daddy, bought you a gift you ought to see. It's a home for two, just for me and you. So, hey, little baby, cute little baby, say you'll marry me. Oh, why should we delay it? Let me hear you say it. Say we'll always be together. How the time will fly. Picture you and I living in a cloud of heather. Hey, little baby, cute little baby, sweet little girl, set the date. Wild about you, can't live without you. Please, little love, don't make me wait. Send out invitations, plan the celebration. Hey, little baby, cute little lady, say you'll marry me. Hey, little baby, cute little baby, sweet little lady, come with me. Your little laddie, cute little daddy, bought you a gift you ought to see. It's a home for two, just for me and you. So hey, little baby, cute little lady, say you'll marry me. Why should we delay it? Let me hear you say it. Say we'll always be together. How the time will fly. Picture you and I living in a cloud of heather. Wild about you, can't live without you. Please, little love, don't make me wait. Send out invitations, plan the celebration. Hey, little baby, cute little lady, say you marry me.
Thank you, Jimmy. Very nicely done. And welcome to Guest Star.
Thank you, John.
This is your first visit to the show, isn't it?
Yes, it is, and I'm certainly glad to be here.
And we're glad to have you. Jimmy, you've had a remarkable experience, seeing your very first phonograph record, Honeycomb, go way over the million copy mark. That's a real success story.
Well, John, I've been very fortunate, lucky to record a song that everyone seemed to like, and then a lot of wonderful people have helped me along the way.
Well, that's fine, Jimmy. Let's see, what does it say in the song? It's a darn good life when you've got a wife like Honeycomb.
You're so right, John, but just in case anyone's confused, the tune is Honeycomb, and my wife's name is Colleen.
Ah, Colleen, is it? Sure, and a girl with a pretty name like that should have a serenade. So sing, Jimmy, sing.
Well, when I was a young man and never been kissed, got to thinking it over how much I had missed. So I got me a girl and I kissed her, and then, oh, Lordy, well, I kissed her again because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Well, I asked her to marry and to be my sweet wife. I told her we'd be so happy for the rest of our life. I begged her and I pleaded like a natural man, and in the whips, oh Lordy, well, she gave me her hand because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Well, we worked very hard, both me and my wife, for working hand in hand to have a good life. We had the corn in the field, weed in the bin. And then whoops, oh Lord, I was the father of twins. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Well, our children may number just about four, and they all had a sweetheart a-knocking at the door. All got married and they wouldn't hesitate. I was, whoops, oh Lord, the grandfather of eight. Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine. Well, now that I'm old and I'm ready to go, I get to think of what happened a long time ago. Had a lot of kids, a lot of trouble and pain, but then whoops, oh Lordy, will I do it all again? Because she had kisses sweeter than wine. She had kisses sweeter than wine.
Ah, thanks for another fine performance. And now, Jimmy, if you'll just rest easy for a few moments, I have a couple of things to say about savings bonds.
All right, John, but do you mind if I sort of look over your shoulder?
Oh, not at all, Jimmy. Be my guest. United States savings bonds, ladies and gentlemen. Shares in America. Every bond you buy does double duty. First, it helps you build a personal future that's worth waiting for. A secure, carefree future. And while it's doing that for you, it's helping your country, too. Helping to protect the value of the dollar. Helping to keep our economy strong. That's why savings bonds are truly shares in America.
I'm with you, John, all the way. But you left out something that I like, and that's the payroll savings plan. For my money, there's no easier or more convenient way to save. All you do is tell your employer how much you want to save each week, and he'll set that amount aside before you get your paycheck. You don't see it, and you hardly miss it.
That's right, but oh, how that little amount adds up when it's put away in bonds. And it's absolutely safe, earning good interest, and yet quickly available in case of emergency.
So friends, sign up for payroll savings and buy bonds right where you work, every payday. What comes now, John?
Well, right here is where Buzz Adlam and his orchestra give us their version of All of Me.
Thank you.
Nice work, Buzz. Smooth stuff. And now, Jimmy, how about something from the old favorite department?
Well, I think I have just a song, John. It's called Lonesome Road.
Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Look up, and meet your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Oh, weary, toting such a load, traveling down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Ah, true love, what have you done that caused me to worry so? Ah, you caused me to walk and talk like I've never, never, never done before. Oh, weary, toting such a load, traveling down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Oh, look up, and meet your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Oh, weary, toting such a load, traveling down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Oh, weary, toting such a load, traveling down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Look down, that lonesome road before you carry on. Oh, look up, and meet your maker before Gabriel blows his horn.
You have been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for United States Savings Bonds, which today starred Jimmy Rogers. The time for this program is donated by this station every week in the public interest. The Treasury Department thanks your station and Mr. Rogers for their contribution to the Savings Bonds program. Next week, we'll be back again with another famous guest and more good music. So try to be with us, won't you? Until then, this is John Milton Kennedy saying so long, and reminding you that there's no safer, surer, better way to save than with United States Savings Bonds. Buy them where you work or bank.